I'm presenting a joint article with Serge Galam called Deviations from the Majority, a Local Flip Model. In this article, we study a dynamic model of opinion dynamics, which can also be applied to bottom-up voting. In the basic Galam model, repeated discussions take place in small groups, and after each round, every person adopts the majority opinion of the local group. In this model, there is a tipping point at one half. If initially there is a majority in favor of one of the two options, however small, then rapid convergence towards a unanimous majority in favor of it takes place. In the local flip model, we consider the possibility that some of the time the local majority is eschewed in favor of the minority opinion. We call this a local flip, since it only depends on the majority in the local group and only affects the opinions of those in the group. These deviations from the majority distort the majority rule, of course. The likelihood of these flips may depend on the size of the majority. That's the so-called voting margin. For instance, it is possible that flips only occur for near ties. This might happen if there is a representative whose task it is to report the majority decision within their group, but who can also deviate from the actual majority for personal gain. This is usually referred to as a faithless elector. If there is the possibility of detection of such a deviation, then it is reasonable to assume the representative would only risk deviating if the majority is small. On the other hand, it may also happen that a contrarian streak induces flips when there are robust majorities. People sometimes like to take the contrary standpoint even if they don't feel strongly about the topic itself, just for the fun of arguing or because they feel a personal animosity towards other members of the group. These two are what we call the different frames, broad scenarios which the model can be applied to. Now, depending on the values of the flip probabilities, the model exhibits a wide variety of patterns, which include new features in the topology of the landscape driving the dynamics compared to previous models. In particular, we uncover a rich interplay between attractors and tipping points, coupled with both monotonic and alternating dynamics. The cases of local group sizes 3 and 5 are investigated in detail, and we find regimes that feature competition between three attractors for size 5. There are also some general results for larger groups. The model sheds a new light on a series of social phenomena triggered by one single individual who acts against the local majority.